Well, welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. While most of the early portion of the show has been focusing on the Donnell Fire burning in the Stanislaus National Forest, the Ferguson Fire is still an incident that has a lot of resources assigned, burning nearly 100,000 acres in Mariposa County. Yosemite National Park has definitely been impacted. And we're pleased to be joined now on the telephone by Yosemite Ranger and spokesperson Scott Gedeman. Scott, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Good morning, BJ.
So first off, I know a lot of people have been wondering, you know, where do things kind of stand right now with Yosemite National Park, the roads, and potentially opening up the park, the Yosemite Valley area?
Well, we're real excited with the progress. The incident command team has made tremendous progress with the fire, and although there remains active fire activity in Yosemite National Park, things are going real well. We were able to announce that the Mariposa Grove of Giant Sequoias will reopen to the public this coming Monday, August 13th. And most exciting, we will be opening Yosemite Valley back to visitors this coming Tuesday, August 14th. So we're very excited. We will have Highway 120 open and 140 to Yosemite Valley. Highway 41 will remain closed due to firefighting activity, but we are looking forward to getting Yosemite Valley and the Mariposa Grove reopened for visitors early next week.
Yeah, I know that's great news for the communities around Yosemite as well as the park itself. When people who start coming into the park, are they going to have to use kind of extra caution due to the fire?
Right. One caveat when we announced the openings yesterday was there's still active fire activity, so we've got things like reduced speed limits. There's still some logs potentially on the road, so we're just asking people to be careful. Of course, things could change, but now with the containment level very high and the incredible work that the incident team has done, all the firefighters, the men and women, have just done an incredible job. We're feeling really good about welcoming visitors back to Yosemite Valley. Highway 41 from the south entrance will definitely not be opened. That's the most active part of the fire, and that's going to be closed at least for another week or so. But we are looking at having Highway 120 in for folks from Sonora in the area to come in, and Highway 140 from Mariposa, and everything should be open and clear. There will be limited visitor services, of course, with all of the employees gone. We're working with our concessionaire, Yosemite Hospitality, and the park to get folks back and going. But we're working really hard to get the park back open for everyone from the Motherlode area, all from people from all over the world.
Yosemite Valley being closed, though, this weekend. Are people still able to take 120 and do Tioga Pass and that type of thing?
Yeah, we were. It was interesting because as the fire was going up towards 120, we did have to close Highway 120 from Big Oak Flat to Crane Flat. But just a couple of days ago, we were able to reopen that. So as of just a couple of days ago and today and throughout the rest of the weekend, folks can certainly come in the park, Highway 120, take it all the way across. So there's some great areas that are up there. There's the Tuolumne Grove of Giant Sequoias, Tuolumne Meadows, some great hiking. And so it's nice, and it's also a nice way for people, for example, that want to go over to the east side of the Sierra or vice versa. So the 120 corridor all the way through is open. It's just closed currently from Crane Flat down to Yosemite Valley, but that will all change on Tuesday.
Do you know, has it been fairly unprecedented to have Yosemite Valley closed for this long during a summer period like this?
It has been really impactful and really something that hasn't happened since way back of the Merced River flooding back in 1997. 21 years ago was the last time the entire park was shut down and Yosemite Valley was closed. Yosemite National Park was closed as well as Yosemite Valley. So for this particular incident, we've closed Yosemite Valley. It's been closed, about 2.5 weeks now. So this is the longest closure. It's had a huge impact of both financially for the National Park Service, our concessioner, all the gateway communities, and, of course, the visitors from around the world and California have had to postpone or delay their trips. And so we're real excited to get things up and going.
You know, the fire actually going into Yosemite National Park, has there been much assessment early on at this point to the actual damage that occurred to the park?
Well, it's one of those things where we have had damage in terms of power lines. We've had some power lines to Yosemite West, for example, have been destroyed, and those are being rebuilt. We've had some issues with telephone lines, so a lot of those kind of issues, and we've been working with, for example, PG&E and AT&T. But as far as the park goes, this fire's burned into some other fire areas. We've done a lot of backburning, a lot of active forest management. And so basically, as far as the park goes, we're in good shape. Actually, as people know, fires provide a lot of resource benefit. And so there's just a fairly small part of the Ferguson fire that was actually in Yosemite National Park. But the parts that have entered the park, for example, around the El Portal area, the Wawona area, the Yosemite West area, it's been a good burn, meaning we've been able to build black lines, reduce the fuel, and so the fire has come through and burned out areas as the fire team has been working, building a containment line around it. So fire-wise, we're in good shape. No trails, for example, cabins, no structures were impacted, which is just wonderful. And again, really the damage is really limited to things like power lines, telephone lines, things like that.
Have to imagine for the staff members and yourself and others, there's got to be a lot more optimism now just knowing that this fire is getting under control and things can hopefully get back to normal with all the evacuations and so forth.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's been difficult. Some of us have been working through the fire. So a lot of employees have been evacuated. People aren't sure about jobs. So it's real exciting throughout the week. And when we were able to make that announcement yesterday, it was really exciting. It's, steps, I look at it like incremental steps that evacuations were lifted and then the fire was contained and then we see the percentages up. And then now that we can announce the Valley reopening and the Mariposa Grove opening as we were able to do yesterday afternoon, it's real exciting. And it's the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. So I know for physically and emotionally and financially, a lot of people are ready to get back to work. We've still got a good part of the summer going. So we're working a lot with our gateways, a lot of our friends in Tuolumne County, Mariposa County, all around the park. And we really want to let people know that as of Tuesday, the valley's reopened, most of the park is reopened, and we want visitors to come back and enjoy Yosemite, which belongs to the American people.
You know, my final question, I'm sure you've been asked this many times, people are always wondering about smoke. Is that really a day-to-day, hour-to-hour type thing, how much smoke you're going to encounter?
The smoke impacts have certainly been variable, and there's been a lot of heavy smoke. That was one of the major reasons that we shut the valley. The smoke has been a little better the last few days, for example, as they've been doing some of these burning operations. We'll get periodic smoke into Yosemite Valley and up in Tuolumne Meadows, for example. But the smoke's been variable. I'm here looking out the window here, and it's certainly a little hazy and smoky, but as this burning is winding down, the burning operations, and as the containment levels rise and the fire is working on going out, the smoke levels will certainly dissipate, and we're looking forward to seeing those blue skies and clear air again.
Scott, thanks so much for the update from Yosemite National Park. I know you and others have been very busy over the past few weeks. It's great to hear that things are starting to turn the corner now.
Thank you, BJ. Always my pleasure to visit with you.
And that concludes this weekend's Motherlode Views, focused on wildfire response. We've been joined this weekend by Maria Benich, a spokesperson with U.S. Forest Service, Tracy Riggs, Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, and Scott Gedeman, Yosemite National Park spokesperson and ranger. Reminder, you can find all the latest details about the wildfires burning in the Motherlode, and the full story is posted on mymotherlode.com. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.